Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I feel very at home. I'm back at downtown Baltimore. I'm staring at Park's Fried Chicken since 1978. We're at Fadley's since, like, was it 1887? I know where all my cues are, the sign here. We're down here on behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the freshly minted. These are the first time I've given these away. The Raven scratch-offs. Thank you, Roz. And good luck to the Guardians, John Martin. We'll be giving these away on Monday at Costas and Timonium. And for today, we're down here at Fadley's. And I smell crab cakes. I smell Lexington Market, just in a general sense. Big crowd down here, lunchtime. I got some familiar faces. One of the two Bill Coles I know is actually here in the foreground, eavesdropping on me. Because I'm here with my friends from the Maryland Health Connection. Andy Ratner and I have known each other since I was... When did you start at the Sun?
85.
85, all right. So I was 86. So you knew, you watched me walk in the door.
Pretty much.
Gosh, I was a baby. I was 17. And then, you know, Teresa Gutierrez is my high school friend. I invited her, right? And you're like, I'll only come if Teresa comes. And I'm like, hey, Teresa. She's like, I can't come. I'm out of town. So then you said, not that we're going to, like, raise the bar on Dundalk, because that's a hard thing to do. But when I talked to Jenny here, she said Parkville via, you said, Kingsville. And I said Perry Hall. You said Lutheran. And I'm like, I live near there. She's like, oh, the tower by Luskin's. Yeah, that's the one. My tower's right over top of Lutheran. So you're as local as me. So from Dundalk to Parkville to points northeast in Baltimore County. We're going to talk about the Maryland Health Connection today. You have a swag bag, Jenny. So what do you got for me today? What are you teaching
me? Well, I would like to debut our brand new baseball cap.
Whoa, hold on. Do I have to wear it?
Yes,
I did my hair all pretty today, so, you know, if you want me to wear it. See, if I wear the hat.
But you can tuck your ponytail in the hat.
I got a lot of ponytail. You have no idea what's going on here. So this all started. I mean, first of all, I know Teresa forever, and Andy, I've known you forever. I think I saw you at Mako a couple years ago talking about things going up the state. I'm like, oh, what do you do? What's the health connection? And you're like, Obamacare. And I'm like, and this is when, like, Biden's running the country, right? And I'm like, well, this is important, especially in places where we're Lexington Market right now. I don't know how many of these folks are insured or where their insurance is. I do know it has to come from somewhere. On the morning when the government shut down, and we can go into the whole political thing with that, and I'm sure we will a little later on. What do people need to know about healthcare at this point through this transitional phase of maybe even democracy? In regard to signing up, benefits, periods, all of that stuff, because, like, I'm always a little befuddled by it, but I'm always happy to try to educate people, because I do see people on a daily basis that don't have insurance, that could get insurance, could find a better way, but they don't even know about you guys. And I know that's why you want me to wear the hat, right?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very important. And in some ways, people, as you said, having health insurance or not having health insurance is at the heart of what this government shutdown really is about. This whole battle is really about, you know, should people be able to have affordable health care insurance? And as you say, there are still a lot of people who don't know about Maryland Health Connection, but a lot more people do than when it began. In fact, enrollments have grown for the last 7 years in a row. And since the pandemic, we've almost doubled our enrollment.
So people are finding you.
A quarter million people have gotten insurance through Maryland Health Connection.
Hold on. A quarter of a million people. That's pretty much five Raven stadiums, right? That's eight Camden Yards or, you know, whatever, right? I mean, that's just a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
That's two Rose Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's like five times the amount of people were at the beach at the concerts last weekend, right? Like, literally, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just to put a visual to how many people that if they have anything that goes wrong with them. My wife got cancer. We talk about this all the time with our partners at GBMC. I'm having my special 50-something male procedure with my night before thing going on, you know?
And that's...
I don't want to say colonoscopy here at Lexington Market, but so, I mean, but I have to have insurance to have that.
Yeah.
You have to have insurance.
Well, don't they put you under a little bit?
Yeah, they put me under. Yeah. Well, going to need to put me under. So I need anesthesia. I got a doctor. I got an appointment. I got prep. I got, like, Listen, I'm a guy who has unbelievable insurance because my wife has unbelievable insurance. Thank God. I mean, she had millions of dollars after her 155 nights at Hopkins when she had cancer. So, you know, two bone marrow transplants, leukemia twice, you know, diabetic comas, all sorts of things. And my wife's diabetic. And I think I've told you this, Andy. And by the way, Andy Ratner's here. Jenny Garrison's here. What is your title?
Outreach Program Manager.
What is it, exactly does that mean? And I got to get you up on the mic. Go ahead. We're on radio. We can't be afraid of the mics here, especially in a big room. Don't do what Moeller does. Don't readjust my mics. So go ahead. What does Outreach Coordinator do?
It's Program Manager.
Program Manager. What does that mean?
Well, I oversee initiatives across the state to get people health insurance, so partnerships and events and lots of webinars and presentations and radio interviews sometimes.
Oh, right, sometimes. Podcasts, too. Well, I don't know, somebody your age, a little younger than me, podcasts sound so much more hip than radio.
Okay.
It's like newspapers his age, right? So, you know, or my age, too. But he was one of my mentors, you know. He won't talk about that. You didn't know this?
I didn't.
See, she's being educated. He's blushing. So I started at the Baltimore Sun on January the 6th, 1986. And I was a parent of a then 15-month-old.
Aww.
So I needed insurance for my kid, right? So one of the big things about getting a job at the Sun when you were a grown-up and I was a kid was that I was on my dad's insurance then at Bethlehem Steel. And when I got a gig at the Sun, like, my dad explained to me, you're going to have benefits. Like, you're going to, like, have to sign up and have a medical card. I mean, I'm 17 years old. I don't even know from this, right? I got my gig. 3 months later, my appendix burst. They ran me to Church Home Hospital, where I was born in 1968, in case the ICE comes by today, in case they come by. I was born here at Church. Oh, I am Hispanic. I'm Venezuelan. So, and I do look a little Guatemalan around the eyes. So, in 1986, during Chernobyl, my appendix exploded. They threw me into Church Home middle of the night, shaved me down, cut me up. I wake up in the morning, hole in my stomach. And I'm like, I wonder who's paying for this. I had two different insurance companies, free, something, whatever those things were back in the day. And they were fighting with each other about who was going to pay. And I'm like, well, I know one of you are going to pay. Because I have two different sets. I had my father's insurance and my insurance. And I think about this all these years later. Knock on wood, and I'll be 57 by the time you hear this next week. I haven't had a day in my life without insurance. Like, so I have not had to figure it out. When I got married, my wife, I've been married 22 years. This is something that befuddles me, the way car insurance, business insurance, like all of these things. And I'm intimidated by it, right?
Well,
so
I
would say,
yeah.
If somebody comes up to you right here in the market, any of these people, and they're like, hey, what's the Maryland Health Connection? That's pretty much where I come in every time, because I think that's the beginning of, Google it, and then you say, I need insurance. You lose your job.
And
right?
I think as you described, for 3/4 of the people in America, it's a little bit theoretical, because they get their health insurance through their employer, or get it through Medicare or Medicaid or the Veterans Program. But for the other less than really 1/4 of people in this country, they buy it for themselves, whether they drive for Uber or own a small business or they just don't get it through their business, have to buy it for themselves. And this is what this whole battle is about. Are they able to get affordable health care insurance? Mm-hmm. And I love the way you put it about the Raven Stadiums. So there's still there. When we started this about a decade ago, there were 10 Raven Stadiums worth of people who had no health care insurance in Maryland. And we've cut it to about 5 Raven Stadiums of people who don't have health care insurance in Maryland. And what's going on right now might impede the gains, and some of the 5 stadiums that have insurance are going to be shrunk back. So, you know, that really is what we're talking about.
Well, and what is affordable health? I mean, when we say affordable, I mean, I hear Obamacare, I hear all of that. For someone to come up and say, I'm a 57-year-old guy, lose my gig, lose my wife, lose my insurance, lose everything, I'm like, I got to figure it out again. I think it was different when I was in my 30s. I became an independent contractor in 1992 when I left the Sun. And I had my own insurance in the 90s, and it was a thing. You know what I mean? And this was before Obama. This is during Clinton or whatever. And this is when, like, Blue Cross Blue Shield was what it was. And there was pricing on it. And I'm like, I'm healthy. I'm in my 20s. I have a kid. Shouldn't be that expensive. Do I get it through my little business? Do I get it as a sole proprietorship? Am I a small business? Am I a S-Corp seeker? Like, all of that stuff that I'm almost retirement age, and I'm still befuddled by it. So if this happened to me tomorrow, I would call Andy. I would call Teresa because, like, I know you a little bit. But I would go up onto the Googles, and I would be like, you know, like, what does this mean for dental? What does this mean for my eyes? My eyes are the most expensive thing going on for me right now in my life at 57. I spend more money on eye stuff because my prescriptions change, and I have progressive and this and that. And I need to read and see. I don't even know where I would begin. So if
well,
I'm
you could
57,
buy a vision plan through us.
See that? All right. So I'm 57, and I come up to you, and I say, all right, lost my job, lost my gig, don't, you know, whatever. Where does one begin in finding this health insurance to be easily accessible? And could you hold my hand? Seriously, because I would need you to hold my hand.
Yeah. So I would just say, well, the good news is that Maryland Health Connection is still available. You know, although healthcare is heavy in the news, Maryland is one of the states where we manage our own insurance marketplace. So as you mentioned, someone who's a small business owner or a childcare provider or someone who drives for Uber or someone who owns a hair salon or a barber shop that doesn't get insurance through their job, they're working, they can check out MarylandHealthConnection.gov and get a look at. We work with the major insurance companies, CareFirst, UnitedHealthcare, Kaiser, and WellPoint. And so
that's the insurance you will have.
Yeah, so
see,
you
I don't
get
even
a
understand
private company.
That. I mean, this is why I bring you guys. Andy, you think this is boring for me. It's not like I'm trying to, like, really get. I did not know that. So
and
when you sign up, I can get the names that I'm seeing during the Ravens games and the commercials. Yes.
And we give you financial help to lower the cost of what you would pay if you went right to an insurance company. So instead of going
right to. Do you
have to
qualify in any way? Or does my little radio station and me and Luke and my, I have two employees.
So it's literally based on your income and then the number of people in your household. And so depending on your income and the number of people in your home, then you would either be determined eligible for Medicaid, which is free, or a private plan through one of the main companies that I mentioned. And so it's all available at MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
Yeah, it really is
important.
Just
set up an account. Yeah.
Andy Ratner's here. Jenny Garrison is here. She's a Jenny. My wife's a Jen. You're both Jennifers, I think. Yeah, you were Jennifer. Maybe?
Yes.
All right. Well, I won't call you that. I'll call you 867-5309. See,
no.
Maryland Health Connection. Website, phone number, give me all of that. In case anybody's out in the car right now or you're clicking on me online on the Crab Cake Tour and talking about this, because it's not just in the news, it is the news this morning, right? Like, he's an old editor. Do you know this about him?
I do, yes.
All right, yeah, so, I mean, the headline today in America is what?
It's government shutdown.
Government shuts down. Oh, my God, what does that mean for my health insurance, right? Like, if my mother was in her 90s, right? Like, you know, she would wake up and freak out about this stuff if she was still alive. And then, we're trying to get Congress to keep it the way it is, right? Or keep people. So what happens when people get thrown
off? Well, I think it goes
your
to
phones
your,
are going to go nuts next
it
week
goes,
if this happens,
it goes
right?
to your question of what's affordable. And one measure for me of sort of what's affordable and how much you pay for health insurance, as Jenny said, depends on your income, where you live, the number of people in your family. It could be, it could be less than $100 a month. It could be several hundred dollars a month. But to me, there are two things. I think people vote with their pocketbook often. And when they used to come into Maryland Health Connection 7-8 years ago, they found it too expensive. So people who would sign up in January and by May or April say, this is too much for me, I'm out. And we would lose 30% of the enrollment before the year was up.
To
being uninsured.
Oh,
people
my God,
I couldn't
right?
do it.
I mean, that's just.
So fast forward to now. We have, as of right now, we have 97% of the people of the total that signed up in January still with us. To me, that means they voted with their pocketbook. It's like, I can afford this. I have health care. I don't want to be uninsured. And we have virtually the same number that we signed up in January for health insurance. Secondly, as you say, it's very complicated. And the people will get you know, you can get a bronze plan, you could pay a little more for a silver plan, you could pay a little more for a gold plan. And we have an awful lot of people who said, I can afford the gold plan, which means they don't put as much out of pocket if
when
they do have
incident,
when
sure.
they do have an incident. So to me, those two things say whatever you're spending, whatever your income and your affordability, if you're sticking with it and you're buying a good product, you clearly feel like this is working for me. And that's why what's happened this week with the government is so important, because these people are going to be in a different boat come 2026 if they're having to pay hundreds of dollars more per month for health coverage.
Mm-hmm. When somebody gets uninsured, what happens, Jenny? I mean, they reach back? You said yeah. these percentages of people, I go off in May, I go uninsured all summer, whatever. I need insurance during the holiday. You need insurance every day. Just speak to the importance of the insurance. I mean, I can't imagine what happens to you when the ambulance shows up and something happens, anything happens. Even my wife went hiking in the woods last year, broke her foot. I had to go pick her up, you know, took her. And I just, at any moment, anything can go wrong. And I just feel for those people that you talk about and say, well, I can't afford it, I go uninsured. Is there anything that can be done to make sure basically almost everyone can afford it, right? I mean, that's the idea of what you are. Somebody comes to you on the down and out, you can still help them, right?
Yeah, so open enrollment starts November 1st. So if someone doesn't have insurance, they can come in and sign up then. And if you have a life event, not an injury necessarily, but like if you lose your job and you lose your insurance, a lot of people in Maryland are being impacted by the federal layoffs right now. So those people need to know that Maryland Health Connection is available to give them coverage since they've lost their job. And we do open special enrollment periods. So if someone had a life event, they lost their job, they had a baby, they got married, they just moved to Maryland, they can come in and get insurance through MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
All right, I guess how many people are we in search of, Andy, in regard to uninsured in Maryland right now? You said football stadiums.
It's probably about five Raven stadiums, 300 or more thousand people in Maryland do not have health insurance. But we're fearful that you're going to lose another 100,000 when this is all said and done if people's rates go up and they can't afford it.
100,000 people is a lot of people, man. Mm. I mean... And that would all happen very, very rapidly, right? Mm-hmm. That would fall off a cliff, right? That would not be, there'd be no staggering in those 100,000.
Right. You'd either be signed up, our open enrollment runs into January. You'd either be signed up by then, or you need, as Jenny said, a special reason to sign up. But yeah, we'll know all of that by January or February of what the impact has been on Maryland Health Connection.
Well, to keep my FCC license, I have to serve the community. So I feel like I'm serving the community as well as crab cake. We're at Fadley's with our friends at the Maryland Health Connection. Jenny Garrison is here. Andy Ratner, my old pal, is here. We're all here on behalf of the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs to give away and crab cakes to eat. Don't snooze on the shrimp salad here, okay? And I did the fried oysters here as part of my Tastiness Mercurio Wellness and 27th anniversary, even though the 26th anniversary logo's here. I'm still celebrating last year. Why is the enrollment period and the November 1st thing so important for folks?
Because you can just come in and get insurance. So if you don't have insurance, you need to get it.
Well, you say open enrollment November 1st.
November 1st.
What if I show up on March 15th? When does a period open and close?
It ends on January 15th.
All right, so I need you to scare me about that. So you tell me by the time the Ravens are in their second playoff game and they straighten this out, right?
Correct. That's,
so you have 60, 75 days, basically?
75 days, yeah.
So what happens after that, Andy? Like, I call you January 18th and I need insurance. What happens?
You would need to have, as Jenny said, some change of life event to allow you to get in. So it's, I always say it's the opposite of Hotel California. You can check in at a certain time, but you can't get back in later on. And don't try to do the lyrics right here.
No. I heard Hotel California right as I was driving in because my wife and I are trying to go out to see the Eagles at the Sphere.
You can never leave, but you can leave. Yeah.
Stab it with their steely knives. Right.
You can't kill the beast.
Okay, so say that again because I am dyslexic on this particular issue.
So anyway, after January 15th, you would need to qualify for a special exception. You lost your job, a divorce, perhaps a marriage, moved into the state. there'd have to be some reason that you qualify for to get into insurance. Otherwise, you have to wait till next fall to apply for the following year. And the reason for that is, you know, as you say, insurance is expensive. And I think the insurance providers didn't want to be in a situation where someone would find out they had cancer, had not paid into insurance at all,
and then sign up.
And now all of a sudden I'm going to sign up and they'd be on the hook for
sure.
it. So
okay.
this was sort
See,
of...
See, now you're really teaching me.
This,
you know.
This was sort of a all thing right. that was put in to make that to...
Because I always wonder why. I'm like, why is there, you know, this... And I thought, well, end of the year, you want to be insured year to year, January 1 to January 1. And I'm like, nobody's insurance really works that way, you know. But my friend Pete Raimondi comes on. He's an insurance agent up in Harford County. He runs ads. He's my dude. We talk about insurance. And he talks about all these catastrophic things that happened in his time, 4 decades of being an insurance agent. And I think the thing about insurance that's so freaky is, to your point, people are paying it for 5 months. And they're really, they need groceries. And, you know, right. I do things for the food bank in the winter, and I do a cup of Super Bowl. Well, you know, I'm doing community stuff all the time. So I get out, and I, you know, I haven't gone to bed hungry a night in my life because I had great parents, and I've lived the kind of life where people like Andy and Jack Gibbons looked out for me when I was 17, and I have great sponsors like Damier. Thank God for all of that. But I've never had to make that hard choice about, am I going to have my heat on, my water on, my car paid for, my kids in clothes, like diapers, food, whatever. Whatever hardships, because I was 15 years old with a pregnant girlfriend, right? I had insurance, but what if I didn't? And I think about all of these hardships, and it's just this cost of something that's sort of, you don't touch it, it's not tangible until you need it.
And
I'm not a guy that, I'm Baltimore positive, I'm not here to scare people, but I do think there's some fear, right, that gets involved in people when they come to you, and they're probably the way I am even talking about it, like, I don't understand it, you know, and some people may be even more difficult with an education or a language barrier or the English language or literacy or any of those other issues. I'm thinking you have seen everything, right? I mean, that's why I'm bringing this up, because Pete says he's seen everything. Give me a couple of cases that would impress our audience to say, somebody came to me, you wouldn't believe what happened to them, and we got them insurance, and they needed it, right? I mean, and this happens every day if you're doing this for 500,000 people who weren't getting it 10 years ago.
Yeah, if you go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov, we have success stories, you know, all over the website.
Yeah.
You know, I think to your question of, so what happens if you don't have insurance? And two things happen if you don't have insurance. It's one of the largest reasons, if not the largest reason, for personal bankruptcies. So... you get an enormous bill for health insurance that you can't pay without, you know, for health coverage that you can't pay without insurance. And secondly, and more importantly, it impacts your life and the life of your family. So, you know, even if you have insurance, it's that little pain I feel, I could put it off for a little bit. But if you don't have if you have insurance, eventually you'll say, you know, I got to ask the doctor about that. So I was at an Orioles game 8 years ago, and I had indigestion. And I was like, that's not unusual to have indigestion in an Orioles game. But it was like it was a lot. It became a lot. And the next day I called the doctor, and it turned out by that next week I realized I had stage 3 colon cancer.
Oh, my God, Andy, I didn't know this.
And,
wow.
And had great hospital here, great hospital, Hopkins, was able to recover successfully for it after a year of, you know, treatment, and had great health insurance. But if not for that, it would have been a whole different story for me. And if you have your insurance card, you walk into the hospital, the doctor's office, and there's not a runaround on sort of what am I going to go, where am I going to, you know, who am I going to be helped by.
We'll take care of you and worry about that later.
That's right.
So, I can't imagine having a tragedy and in the middle of it, you're thinking about how you're going to pay for it.
Well,
because it hurts enough. Whatever is taking you to a doctor is bad. It's the worst thing in your life when you have to do that. No matter what the bill is, whether you can afford it or can't afford it, the trauma of it and the moment of being in it, and oft times, none of us are planning on seeing it. Well, I am planning my colonoscopy, thank you, GBMC, next month. But I mean, I'm planning that, so I'm not planning that, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wag your finger at me and tell me I'm an idiot for waiting this long, because I need to hear that.
You're an idiot for waiting this
there
long.
There you go. Andy Ratner's here. Jenny Garrison's here. Jenny, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, you know, to similar to Andy's story, we just interviewed someone last week whose father had cancer, and he was working and had insurance through his job, and he got the cancer, he got the diagnosis, he couldn't keep working anymore because of his cancer and his treatments.
All of a sudden.
So he was able to come on to Maryland Health Connection because he had lost his coverage through his job and get coverage not only for himself so he could continue his cancer care, but for his wife and his son. So it's like sometimes life happens. You might have insurance through your job, but then you get sick and you can't work anymore. Then Maryland Health Connection is available for you when your life changes so that you can maintain your coverage and keep getting into care. I think it also people don't realize how important preventive care is. So going to the doctor before you do get sick, like your colonoscopy, for example. And Maryland Health Connection plans all cover free preventive care. So a lot of our screenings that people need are free. Screenings for depression, diabetes, for substance use disorder, some vaccines. I take my kids to the doctor, it seems like, every other week.
Good idea. Get vaxxed. Don't listen to these creeps. Go ahead. It's my public
All of my advance. Children's childhood vaccines are free. All of their well visits with their pediatrician are free. And when they're first born, you know, you take them every month or every 2 months. Sometimes the first couple weeks, it's like every week you have to take them to the doctor. You know, so it's just really important to have that coverage so that you can get all the care that you need, not only for yourself as an adult, but for your children as well.
Yeah, I reach for my phone and you guys are like, what's up? And on the way down, I literally on Facebook saw this cartoon that was a Japanese thing about maintenance.
Yeah.
It was a really cool little, you know, cartoon, but it was a Japanese proverb about maintenance. Preventative maintenance is the answer to everything, whether it's your garden, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationships, you know, all of that. So it was kind of a neat thing. So you said that, you know, so I'm listening. I'm hearing you. Jenny Garrison's here. Andy Ratner's here. We're talking Maryland Health. So if Teresa were here right now, she'd be elbowing me about her sister and old stories and Dundalk. You know, I went to a real estate class with her dad, who just had a birthday, and I saw him online. So, you know, hey, Mr. G, shout out to you, too. So what do you have in the bag here? Because you brought me. I'm going to give you the bag.
All right.
Give him health. Give him health. Give him health.
First aid agency, like, we have the best
give
swag.
Give him health. Okay.
Took you long enough.
I thought you were talking about the Houston Texans. I'm not
Tissues?
Sure.
Tissues.
Okay. All right.
Beach ball.
Give me that. My wife and I are going to go see Jimmy Buffett's band again soon.
Are you a gardener? So. Flower seeds? Did you know we have a program for small business owners?
So wildflowers.
Grow your business like wild. Shout out to Teresa for that one. That was her clever
see,
idea.
See, now, what happens is at these swag events, you been to Mako?
Of course I've been to Mako.
All right. So here, so I do the show at Mako every year. Mako's this gigantic convention in Ocean City where I run into people like Andy who do things that are state-oriented. I run into my lottery people. I run into every elected, right? But it's this giant convention, and I'm not a swag guy. I've been doing radio how many years, Andy? 34 years, 34 and a half years. Every you and everyone who's ever promoted anything leaves me a shirt, a hat, a widget, a ding-dong, a hand sanitizer, you know, pocket calendars. All. So I get all of this. I get a lot of swag. But when you go to Mako, I have a couple of people in my life, I'm not going to out you, Karen, who really like getting the swag because their kids like it, you know what I mean, or they go home. My wife a couple years ago brought me their Maryland flag wraparounds for a bag, and I literally, I have it right here. Hold on. It's right here. So I got this at Mako. It's
wow.
A Maryland. Look how good looking that is.
That's
so
when,
anytime our luggage comes off the rack at the airport, we have swag, right? So I get all of this swag, and I'm dropping my tissues on the floor, which is good. I blow my nose a lot, so I cry a lot. So tissues, thank you.
Big time crier.
Yeah.
So, you're gonna need that for your colon.
So what I'm saying is, these seeds here, of all the things that I would go around and steal them all. I would like, hey, Teresa, look over there. And I would like take 12 of them and throw them in my bag. Is this wildflower mixture? This is a really nice gift. So
yeah.
Thank you for this. I just want to, like, some of this stuff, I don't want to tell you I'm never going to wear the hat because I'm going to wear it in a minute for you. But the beach ball, I got, maybe I could do something with this. What else you got? You got rubber ducky?
Well, what else do I have?
Oh, that's Aflac. That's different.
A power bank?
Who can't use that?
Toothbrush.
You say I need to brush my breath bad. All right, just checking. All right. I'll wash it down with a crab cake is what
and
I'm going
to
do.
And we're going to need you to put these all over town.
Okay, hold on. What are these? Need health insurance. Is this, you mean to read the ad?
Yeah, read it.
All right. Need health insurance? Get low-cost, quality health insurance you can count on. Maryland Health Connection is the state's official health insurance marketplace. It's also the only place to get financial help to pay for your plan. You're answering all the questions that I had in the first segment here. From doctor visits to mental health services, I'm getting there, to prescription medications. Is that my eyes? Would that be prescription too? Or no? Is that a different plan?
Prescriptions are covered, yes.
I am the pain in the ass at Mako at her little
thing. I'll tell you a little secret.
Because I'll take all of your stuff, and then I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Most people want to get rid of their stuff, because then they don't have to
dental
call it back.
And vision plans are also available. I just should have read the next sentence. Sorry.
Yeah. You can actually enroll in a vision plan any time of year, but you do have to wait until open enrollment or a special enrollment to get dental coverage.
Trained experts like Teresa are available to answer your questions and help you apply. 855-642-8572. You can connect with the call center. Help's available in 200 languages. Where do they got Google Translate? That's pretty good.
They have an interpreter line. Where
deaf
you can call
and hard of hearing use Relay. And that's for my friends out there who do have that problem. And you can visit MarylandHealthConnection.gov to shop, compare plans, or to get connected with a broker in 30 minutes or less. Is that a promise? Does that come from the top,
Andy? I tried it the other day. They actually called me in 2 minutes, which I was not prepared for.
Necesito seguro médico.
Médico.
Yeah, I can. That's fine. It also comes in Espanol. I had the Spanish language Texans voice on, Enrique Vasquez, this week. We did it in English, so you can go listen to it. But Andy Ratner's here. Do you want to tell everybody what I was like at 17? Teresa knows. You don't know, and my audience.
Has it changed?
What was your job when I got the job? January of 86, and you were at the Sun, and I was at the Sun.
Yeah, I think I started out as the Anne Arundel County editor.
Okay.
And then I think went on to be a Metro editor, and then went to be...
Were you Baltimore Sun or Evening? You were Morning Sun.
I started out with the Zones, and then the Evening Sun, and then went to the Morning Sun.
So you were on my team.
I think so, okay. At some point, yeah.
They were teams, morning and evening. Tell her, they were teams, right? They really were.
The Sun Papers, yep, and it was cover technology.
The legendary story of Michael Davis wanting to have a fist fight in the newsroom over the Mayflower picture because he put the ticket in to send Jet out or whoever to take a picture, right? Oh, man, we could have made, like, All the President's Men or something. We could have made a movie out of all that, right?
Yeah, no, I said there was less fiction in season 5 of The Wire than people realize.
Well, David Simon and Raphael were running around the newsroom, right?
Yep.
I have never seen The Wire, Andy. I lived in the city for 20 years. I'm here right now. I just never... Should I see The Wire?
I just finished watching it my second time, and it's even more amazing the second time. So, yep. You'll need to watch it.
I told David Simon that I hadn't seen it. He said, don't bother. What's Simon being Simon? You know, Simon says.
Yeah, I don't think I had watched it for 10 years.
Were you ever his boss?
No, I was never his boss. And
sort of, maybe.
Probably good. No, never was.
Well, some of us don't take direction so well. This is why I need you, because I'm